still not there. So if they fix them, I don't know where they are.
And now the
Nutri
Medical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yeah, okay. And we're back with the amazing John W. Spring, who is my intel mentor, teaching me about the details of what happened in the 1960s with the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1983. We've been working together for about 2.5 years on this, and I think, John, we've had you on for, like, you must be approaching a decade on my shows. And, you know, we have a calling, by the way, like I said in the last hour with Greg Ford. This year, 2020, is the first year of what I call the apocalypse, the unveiling. We've got to unveil whether Trump is going to actually be a really good president and listen to us and protect America cybernetically and from missile attack, or he's going to proceed to be a minion and work for the bankers and the billionaires and the globalists who are running everything. We can see from the current behavior hitting Soleimani. Now, it might seem, well, the guy should have died. But you got to remember that they use supercomputers to war game this out and figure out what consequence they want out of this event. And the same thing goes on. Why have we not been able to get through to Donald J. Trump for 2.5 years? This is very frustrating. And we are going to get through to him. And I've thought of some new strategies. I may actually have to sue Trump to get through to the knucklehead, because his current behavior, if I war game it out, is going to bring disaster this year. It's not going to be good what's happening. We are not prepared for missile defense from Russia. They now are announcing this last week they can have a missile that goes 27 times the speed of sound. We're not protected against hackers, and the best hackers in the world, by the way, are not just Chinese, they're Russian. We're scaring the heck out of these countries, including threatening them. And when they kill Soleimani, which seems real justified on the surface, while he's doing all these things, yes, but are you ready for the next stage? For example, we mentioned in the last hour with Greg Ford, Trump taking a personal picture inside the skiff of a sunburn missile silo site inside Iran that can strike and kill a city or a ship from Iran with nuclear weapons. And by the way, they do have nukes, okay? Don't think they don't. They just know the consequences of it if they engage America is annihilation. Not just a little bad day for Iran, annihilation. The thing restraining Russia during the Cold War, and I talked to Russian Navy and nuclear experts that later became contractors in America, including one guy at Storage Tech. He said, and he used with a bit of a Belarusian accent, he said, "We Russians and Belarusians always were afraid because we knew that you gave us nuclear material centrifuges and German nuclear isotopes after World War II to make nuclear weapons. We knew that if we ever engaged you in war, you always had more nasty weapons in Wehrhaus 13. That's his actual statement. Then he laughed, a deep Belarusian kind of laugh. So we have to understand, we're being manipulated even when we listen to the stupid news even on Fox. But you're not manipulating. You're trying to tell us we have an imminent threat. These morons want war, but they don't know where it's going to go. Once you start a war, you don't know if you're going to have American cities and military sites blown up, or an EMP attack and people literally consume their children because they're starving to death. We don't know what 2020 is going to bring, but I can tell you, this year, if this proceeds as I think it might proceed, which unfortunately is not just a gray swan, but a very likely black swan event, we're going to have a big war with Iran and Turkey, and it's going to get ugly. In fact, we have intel information that Turkey and Iran are already planning and are moving troops to take over Libya. This is going to get really ugly, and it's by design, by the way. The people in PNAC and these people have war game this out. They want this mess. Our government, our CIA, our NSA, all these other people are the masters of chaos. Like Rouhani said on Fox News 2 days ago when I watched them, everywhere America goes, terrorism follows. Guess what? I asked God, I said, "God, is this true?" And you know what God said to me? In my spirit, he says, "Yes, Bill, it's true." My gosh, are we ever in trouble? So, John, what the heck is happening? And give us your analysis of what's going on now, because this is going to get very scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As I mentioned it, at the very end of that letter that I sent today to the president, there is basically a secret alliance among Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Russia.
Right.
Now, I don't think intelligence in Washington caught on to it until rather recently, unfortunately. I think they're aware of it now. Hopefully, getting my email at least, that would.
They don't want to give you. They don't want to give you credit, but obviously, I'm sure they're reading it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. They're selectively reading it and acting on it without responding to it to say, you know, we know you're trying to whistleblow about nukes in Nicaragua and Lachiel Island and Russian nuclear submarines tunneling to the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. No, no. They'll listen to a little fabric or fact and then they'll cross-check it and say, oh, we'll do this. Because remember, our agencies are not good guys. We are the worst of the bad guys in America. We run the drug trade, the human trade, and the organ trade worldwide. We control the New World Order. We control the world finances. America and the British and the United Nations and the banks and Jesuits, we control everything. That's why the Chinese and the Muslims around the world are freaked out because they know the beast empire, when Iran says these things, which sounds really offensive, America is, you know, the beast. Guess what? We are. We don't want to face that because we don't want to repent, do we?
No.
We don't want to repent. That's what happened. And we have all these Christians that think, well, no, we're a good nation. We go to church every week. If we're Catholic, we take communion. We try to provide and take care of the homeless. Yeah, but you support politicians that do evil damn things, and you don't put them to task. Or tell us we don't even have missile defense or protection against EMP or cyber attacks. It's all on purpose, people. You're being manipulated like into the cyber cage. And this year is going to get really ugly. And you are not wise enough, unless you're listening to apostle and prophetic words like John W. Spring, Greg Ford, and Deagle. You're not going to know what the hell's next. We do. I know what's next. And let me tell you what I see coming, and God hasn't revealed it all to me. We're in really deep trouble, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Dr. Deagle. And this is why it is so important that we get support from our listeners in having them also contact the White House and send their own email letters to the president.
Right.
Because of these forces that you just alluded to, they're doing everything they possibly can to prevent us from reaching the president.
Right.
Because if indeed we did have a meeting with the president without interference from other personnel within the White House and elsewhere, I'm pretty sure that he would understand the situation from a far more objective point or perspective than he ever has before. And he would be very receptive to following through with goodness rather than evil.
Right.
It's a challenge. The chances of us reaching directly with the president are a challenge. And I realize your chances of winning a lotto ticket are probably greater than us meeting with the president. I mean, it is going to be very difficult because we have these dark forces in Washington and elsewhere that are doing everything possible to keep us away from him.
Well, I can tell you the actual hierarchy right down to the Druidic Council of 13. And I want people to understand that we have experts on like Gary Richard Arnold, who knows all the minions at the lower levels, the 10 schools, all the different agencies, and the United Nations, you know, local organizations that are trying to parallel our local government. What people need to understand, every one of the secret orders inside Islam, inside Catholic Church and Christian Church and whatever, are all high-level Druidic Satanists. All of our illegal, corrupt Congress critters and senator critters, I call them critters, you like that? Are actually corrupt because they're rotating between government, like musical chairs, and industry to sell out America, which is why we lost 60,000 factories in the last 30 years, to sell into China and actually create a new world order so they eventually can have a surrender to world government. They're actually in the process of setting up step by step by step, and even Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has designed USMCA-3, which fits exactly the template of Foreign Affairs, the Journal for the Council on Foreign Relations of 1973 fall, to have 10 zones to control the world trade. It's already done. It's already agreed now in the last few weeks. People need to understand that America does more good in the world than anybody and more evil, along with the British. Why do you think the United Nations is sitting in New York City in a slaughterhouse ground? Don't you understand that the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, was part of the reason why John F. Kennedy was assassinated? He wanted to take away some of their powers. The globalists wanted to project it through them. World War I and II, which is just one war with a little hiatus in the middle, was all put together by the globalists so that they could create the League of Nations and the world government. We're there, people. This is the end of secular history. And this year, the year when the World ID comes in, where they want to crash the economy, when they create artificial debt to $188 trillion worldwide, this is all by design. This attack against Soleimani could have been done 10 years ago, 15 years ago, anytime. Why did it happen now? It's opportune. That's why, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why did Trump take a picture in the skiff, which is illegal and treason, of a sunburned missile silo site in Iran, which he had from satellite photos? And then Soleimani made a meme comment on social media, and after that meme comment, Trump decided in a green zone where he had a diplomatic passport to protect his butt, Soleimani did, we decided to hit him with a high-velocity missile to kill him. Okay? You got to understand what's going on here. It's like one group of mafiosa and another group of mafiosa, and ultimately the Druidic Council of 13 is running the whole show, and Trump is just another minion. That's why he's not responding to us. If he responded to us, we would be able to get a chance to face-to-face get the man converted to become a real believer. Right now, Donald J. Trump is basically a distraction. Now, the Democrats are just out and out Satanists. They want to kill babies even after birth. They want to have eldercide. They want to give national health care to a health care system that's devilish. They want to bankrupt the country and destroy our economy. That's just straight in your face. But Donald J. Trump is sneaky. And what I see happening, if we can get through to the man, we can get him, number one, saved, start repenting, and stop doing stupid stuff, like taking a picture in the skiff, and then when Soleimani takes it and makes a comment in a meme against Trump because of this picture of a sunburned missile silo inside Iran, Trump says, that's enough, man. I'm going to take him out. And that's what happened. People don't know that, do they?
No. And this is why the situation is considered so seriously throughout the world. The Iranian general was basically a guest in Iraq of the Iraqi officials. He right. was there with their permission. And then right. for us to take him out becomes a tremendous embarrassment to the Iraqi government, as corrupt as it is.
Right. Well, and now, by the way, the majority of people, you have to get this fact, a minority of the people are Sunni. Now, Saddam Hussein was a Ba'ath Party member and Sunni, and he managed to use his political clout to control a state where the majority of the people are Shia. If you actually go over all the towns and cities inside Iraq, 75% of them are Shia. And when they look to religious leaders, guess who they look to? Just like five other nations inside the former Soviet Union, like Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, etc., they look to the mullahs and the religious leaders in Iran. People don't know that, do they? So those Shia inside Iraq, they look to the mullahs and Rouhani as their religious leaders. Did you know that?
Yes, they do.
So what we're doing, Iraq is just an artificial construction by Britain, right? Just like Saudi Arabia was an artificial construction by Britain over a century ago. And in this artificial construct, the parliament has decided to kick us out, although not fully sanctioned yet. And yes, there are factions that want to get Iran out of their politics, because that's a small faction of Sunni that were backed by Saddam Hussein, our CIA agent in Iraq under the Ba'ath Party. But the majority are Shia, and they support Iran. People don't know that, do they?
Well, some do, but not enough Americans, unfortunately.
Most Americans, if the truth hit them like a 2x4 in the forehead, they wouldn't even know that a fly hit their forehead. It's amazing how, as I say, you know what the problem is? People don't want to ask questions, empty their mind out of their preconceived ideas, and tell them the whole truth, because the truth will set you free, and we are the bearers of truth, the spiritual and the intellectual and geopolitical manna that'll save our nation and our world from death, destruction, and war, which is coming quickly now.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're back with John W. Spring. John, I shocked you with that thing about the skiff there, that the comments made in memes by Soleimani really ticked Trump off now. Now, previous presidents, Obama could have killed him off because he's killing lots of troops and doing lots of bad stuff in Iraq and Lebanon and so on. But you got to remember, Islam, with its crazy religious ideas, is like a caged wild animal responding to us, hitting with a shock with a large probe, like they do in a prison, let's say, with the end of a long stick. We're going to zap you. And we wonder why, when the zapped beast responds to us, why they get ticked off. For example, 15 years ago, you mentioned that the mullahs and Rouhani declared a fatwa against America for invading Iraq. Now, you have to understand the majority of the people in Iraq are not followers of Saddam Hussein. He was a Sunni.
Yes.
And Saddam was a CIA agent. In fact, I'm pretty certain Saddam is probably sarcastically getting a hot rock massage in Indonesia, but he has a different face because he had plastic surgery. And probably his two sons, Uday and Qusay, are also fine, and they're doing fine, although they probably had plastics as well, but they got billions in the bank, and they're former CIA agents, and they're shut up permanently, right? They're no longer going to go in public or write books or do TV interviews. But the wife of Saddam, at the time when they captured whoever they decided to execute, he was 6 inches shorter than the real Saddam, and he had crooked teeth. So you got to get a little message of here. Are we being manipulated? It's like, what was that show that was years ago, about 20 years ago, where they had one of the Hollywood stars, and they're putting up all kinds of fake wars and stuff on the TV screen. I'm trying to remember the name of that little series. And people don't realize everything is fake, including on fake Fox News. They don't want to go there. They wouldn't want to say, we should be able to sue Saudi Arabia. Like, what do you mean? The ones that put the bombs in the building, and I actually have intel inside Israel, the Israelis were actually sitting there to photograph the demolition of the building because they put the bombs in there under Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother. Damn it. I've tried to do radiation toxicology because I'm a nuclear physicist as well. And I tried to do neutron spectroscopy at majority labs in America and labs in Europe and elsewhere. And the last lab to turn me down 5 years ago, roughly now, which is 5 years ago, used to be 4.5, is in Tokyo, Japan. And the State Department told the lab, you're not even allowed to talk to that damned eagle. Now, you got to understand here, people, there's no one on Earth that's going to release more truth and more to tell you the whole damn story than Deagle. It may not make sense because I don't have all the answers, but I got the best damn questions. And the intel people that come and help me with John W. Spring and Greg Ford and others, you need to know what's going on here now. It is very scary. And the impeachment stuff is a warm-up to war, isn't it? Go ahead. I hear a lot of ringing in the background. Somebody's trying to call you, I think.
Yes, sir.
Don't pick up the phone.
we have a situation that is very difficult for the American people to understand. It's completely different than the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we had a president who could actually read 1,200 words a minute and read most of his important mail by himself, rather than having it screened or vetted by some people with lower IQs than his.
Right.
And it just the reverse is taking place now. And so that's why we have to have completely different techniques. I know it must sound strange, but in this particular case, we need to inform the public so that they can take action, because we've got to bombard the president and the White House with information, with the hope that some of this information will get through so that he will be receptive to us. Because, as you pointed out earlier, we don't have much time. I hope everyone is praying every day and every night for this nation, for our president. But at this time, anything could happen. We could have a power outage. We could have a thermonuclear war. We could have a threat realistic that people would be ready to surrender, not realizing that when they surrender, there's less hope than there is in war. There are so many things that we're going to be facing, as you pointed out, in 2020. And I would say the threat is as great now in these next few days and weeks as it will be later on this year. So I'm just hoping that the American people will wake up, that those who claim to believe will acknowledge God, and hopefully there will be a revival in America. Not amongst all Americans, but hopefully enough that God will be hearing our plea, because we've gotten
John,
so
let me,
far
so let me insert something here. And I mentioned this to the last hour to Greg Ford. God called me to speak with a few 3x5 cards, prophetic words that are not thus saith my ideas, they're thus saith the Lord. But he also gave me a calling to be what's called the Lamed, which is a taller letter in the Hebrew alphabet, to bring forth other great people that have an apostolic and prophetic calling, because this is the end of the age. This is the end of the secular age. Humanity after this year will never be the same. This is the year of unveiling. Unveiling of 5G and 6G, unveiling of the world ID, unveiling of our real conflict in the Middle East, and the fact that we do, just like Rouhani says, wherever America goes, terrorism follows. Yes, that's true. This is the year where people like you are not just calling people to get geopolitically correct, is to spiritually and geopolitically repent for our nation, which means the way to repent is this. Three steps. Number one, you write or email the president and insist that he talk to John W. Spring. Number two, you talk to your pastor in your churches and say, I want you to bring Spring and Deagle on, and other people like Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer, who is a strong Christian. In fact, she told me this. She's a CIA agent. If you're not a Christian and you're not a believer in God, I will not come on your show, Deagle. Did you know that? You got to understand here, this is the time for truth and repentance. And repentance takes action. It's not just, oh, I'm sorry for what America did. No. You got to do something about it. If you have to, the next step is pro se litigant action. You got to sue your government officials and your senators and congressmen and your media to get the truth out. We're not getting the truth out. We have all these fake media, and even Fox News only goes so far, and they hit a red line and says, no. Tucker Carlson, you're not going to go there. Hannity, you're not going to go there. You know, all you top people, lawyers mainly, in Fox News, we're not going to let you raise those questions, because even if you don't have the answer, we don't want you to raise that question. I'm watching, I have Fox on right now on my TV with a little screen going with a text. You know, and then you got Juan Williams on the Democrat side. He's clueless. I mean, you have the clueless Republicans on the Republican side. They can't see the multi-level space chess being played in front of them, and they don't perceive it. And you know what? This is a Masonic principle. It's called hoodwinking. The high-level Masons do something in plain sight, and because you don't understand it, you're a willing victim. And we, the truth tellers, explain it in plain sight, and if you believe us, you get grace, not judgment. And if you don't listen, you want to spit at the messengers, i.e. John W. Spring and Deagle and Greg Ford and so on, God help you, because you're done. You have no more grace. And people have to understand, repentance isn't just, oh, well, I'm sorry America did this, or how stupid they were, our president should have had missile defense, etc. Guess what? They're doing this on purpose because they want this situation to become catastrophic. And by the way, that includes President Trump, because 2.5 years, I could no longer giving him a matter of saying, hey, I just think that he's irresponsible. No, I think he's personally put out orders to make sure if they have heard about John W. Spring and Deagle, don't let them get through to me. If we do get through, it's going to be a miracle. We're trying through Dr. Bob Goldman, who's a friend of mine who knows Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump personally. My colleagues are actually part of his colleagues in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Take care of Trump, though, even though he's eating too many slices of pizza and Diet Coke. He's not yet dead, although one idiot on Coast to Coast was prophesying he's going to get sick by March. Look, he could be impeached by his Diet Coke before he's going to get Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff to impeach him. But the real problem is America under grace or judgment? And our grace is running out. You know what grace is? Grace is the truth, and a time for repentance before the Most High God. And what John W. Spring is saying here, if you want to repent, contact the damn president and force him to listen to John W. Spring and force him to see Deagle and our other experts and get some true intel and repent of doing things that puts us all in harm's way, right?
Yes. I hate to promote myself.
I promote you. You don't need to promote yourself. I'm your agent. I promote.
Okay. I definitely want to promote you. If I'm able to get through to the president, I'm going to say the only person that can really provide an effective missile message system would be Dr. Bill Deagle. And hopefully that meeting will come about because...
Well, John, I'm going to raise this issue in the next segment. Maybe we'll get to it because we've got a couple minutes left. I want you to ask three questions. A health question that no one else on earth has ever answered for you. Could be personal or just general. A geopolitical question no one's given you the answer. And you're a genius. You have an IQ over 220. And the third is a spiritual question which you've asked in your heart but you don't have an answer from God. And guess what? Dr. Bill Deagle will give you the instant answer or a breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts on air without any precursors. I talked to a gentleman who I'm going to be on the show on the 22nd on his network, right? That his name is Mel Fabregas. He has his own network. I want people to understand this is not because I'm wonderful. It's because I'm obedient. And I have God on speed dial, so I know the answer 10 to 15% of the time. If you ask me and you truly want to know the truth, I will give it to you. But I want you to understand the truth that John W. Spring has. I don't know if you've written a book, but you should put all these letters you put together. You could make a book out of it or a video. We're at the end of the road. We're at the end of the road. If we don't have our Christian audience and our very select audience that believes this is true, contacting President Trump by the thousands of letters, our nation is doomed. We're doomed to eat our children and our wives and our pets. We're doomed to die of starvation and diarrhea. We're doomed to have roving bands of people grabbing whatever they can into people's homes or if they have prepper supplies. We're doomed to see a day worse than anything like on TV, like the day of the Walking Dead. We're doomed because we will not repent. And people out there, if you believe what we've said, you need to write an email, President Trump. You need to be enraged. You have to take legal action, proceed litigant action to get people to listen to you, your congressman and senator. Do it, because we're at the end of the road now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. As I said, back in the early 60s, we were fortunate we had a president who actually read his mail. Unfortunately, now we have a president who reads hardly any of it, and that which he does read is very well vetted before it ever reaches him. So
I think he watches video sound bites and watches his own Twitter and Facebook channel to see what people's comments are about him because he's a narcissistic egomaniac. Sorry to say that, but I understand his psychology. If you say he'll like him, even if you're a killer like Kim Jong-un or some other maniac, including, by the way, Mr. Vladimir Putin, who's another maniac, but he's a clever, non-drinking one, Trump will follow you like a puppy with treats, right?
Yes. And unfortunately, Trump doesn't have any discernment about Putin. He's done very little research of any about him, and he just assumes that he's another world leader that he can sit down and have a nice conversation with, and that's about it.
Let me summarize who Putin is. Putin is a small man who's a black belt in Russian Sambo black belt. He's got an IQ of 200. He doesn't drink a drop of liquor. He's a blood descendant of Vladimir of the Romanovs, and as I say, Rasputin, and he thinks he's a literal world leader of Rus'.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back. So John, I want you to continue on this. What I'm saying is we're laying out information that you have. We've done repeated videos and repeated shows over the last couple of years plus, and it's time for people to take action. They need to call and email Trump. They need to insist that he talks to you. They need to insist he talks to me about solutions to health care and drug addictions and the border and the fact that the SAD is running the drug cartels, including, by the way, the collaboration with the drug cartels bringing carfentanil into America. Do you think that enough carfentanil to give every American could happen unless we allowed it to come across the border? Are you kidding me? Yeah. People need to start grasping here that the drugs coming in from Afghanistan and the went up 4,400% since we went to war after 9/11 in Afghanistan. The longest standing war America's ever been on.
Yes.
This is disgusting. And you know, when I hear Trump trying to excuse it or whatever, it makes, you know, why don't you start talking the truth, Trump? Because you did after 9/11 say, you know, that building had to be demolished. But 18 years later, he's not saying that, is he?
No.
No, no. So what is he doing? He's acting like a mafiosa, and he's not telling the truth because he wants to think that this is going to keep him in office. And it, like he's saying, like you've said, he's the president. He can do whatever he wants. No, he can't. Now, I don't think he's impeachable on killing this guy, Soleimani. But why did he do it? He did it because the intel agencies and the bankers wanted him to do it so they could collapse the Middle East and collapse the world economy. What do you think is going to happen? The Lord told me the first event that will happen, this is a prophecy now, I'm going to give it to you people out there. The first event that will happen that will be of major significance will be closure of the Strait of Hormuz. When the Strait of Hormuz closes, even if it's for 30 days, the world economy and the stock market will tank. Europe is dependent on oil coming in not only from the Middle East and so on, but all the oil markets around the world. And China is totally dependent on oil coming from Iran. Did you know that?
Practically, yes.
Yeah, without oil coming from Iran, China is toast. And Russia, by the way, their entire economy, 65 to 70% of their entire economy comes completely from oil. And if the stock market and everything collapses, we're not talking about oil price going through the ceiling so they're going to make money. Believe me, America is now oil independent. We're fine, but a lot of our allies and other people like in Europe, they're toast. They're going to freeze in the dark this coming next winter. All right? Only about 30-40% of the oil comes from the Leviathan field south of Cyprus, and the rest of it comes from Europe. In fact, these new pipelines that Russia is building, which are coming from, some of them are a little illegal, are coming from Russia across Ukraine. And part of the reason why there's so much controversy over Ukraine is because Russia has been making deals with our globalists, including Joe Biden's son, to make sure these pipelines brought Russian oil across Ukraine into Europe. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. People say,
and then we have
I didn't hear that on Fox News. I heard that on Deagle News. How's that?
Well,
go ahead. Tell us what's next. Honestly, I think this year the Strait of Hormuz will close. They'll try to do a missile attack on Israel. The next thing that's going to happen is Israel's going to bomb the Bushehr reactor. We've had prophetic experts on, I'll bring them back on, that have mentioned as long as 5 and 6 years ago that in the Bible, if the Bible is the Word of God, that there'll be no country on earth that the people of Western Iran have not migrated from the capital of Olmedi, or Isfahan, which is right beside the Bushehr reactor. That reactor's going, and it's probably going to go this year, and we're going to allow and give support with long-range tanker bombers so they can fly all the way to Iran, 1,500 miles, bomb the crap out of them, and fly back with our tankers refueling them. That is the next major event that happens. The third event that's going to happen that people need to realize is there's an ongoing invasion of Libya by Turkey and Iran. Turkey, this guy Erdogan, is one of the craziest Muslim leaders in modern and even ancient history. This guy is totally a nutball.
He's also an Islamist.
Yeah, he's also an Islamist of not just the regular levels. I mean, he goes beyond even Rouhani and the Muslims there. And his best buddy considers himself in Imani suits, Adnan Oktar, the Mahdi, which means he's got a big media show in Turkey. If you watch Turkish television in Islam, he has these women that dance around like, you know, like women in some kind of sex video. And he considers himself the Mahdi that's going to Islamify the world. People need to realize these Islamic, really smart, really evil people are working. In fact, we actually saw this coming and tried to take him out in 2016, the same year as the election. And he had advance notice from Russia, which is why now he's buying Russian equipment, because the Russians notified him. They hacked into our intel agencies and notified Erdogan that attack and a regime change was coming. And because of that Russian intel, he's buying Russian weapons now. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you think you're going to hear this on Fox News? Well, how do you think you know everything, Deagle? If I'm talking about it, damn it, I know about it. And let me tell you, we're really close to catastrophe. So if Turkey does that, I can tell you right now, Iran can strike anywhere inside Europe. So if we get a big war, They can hit them with EMP weapons, Europe. They can hit them with nuclear weapons. They can hit their military bases in all the different places all around the Middle East and take them out. In fact, one Russian ship in the Black Sea can take out every single military base with strategic nuclear weapons, with satellite-based imaging and accurate targeting we gave to the Russians in the late 90s under Bill Clinton in Operation where we were working low Earth orbit satellites called the LEO system. We gave them targeting so that their ships could accurately target our bases in and outside of the United States and in our military base in the Middle East to the Russians. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have given so much to the Russians, going back to the Reagan administration, at least.
And you know, the only thing is when you don't drink enough vodka, you start to say, well, it's like passing a gun to a maniac in a bar, and the maniac's had too many drinks and he wants to shoot up everybody. And you wonder why you gave him a loaded gun. It's because you wanted a firefight. People need to start grasping who the hell is running this chaos. We are. And Donald Trump is not a part of a solution to it. Right now he's part of the problem, isn't he? If he listens, he can become part of the solution. He's not listening, people. He's not part of the solution. And neither are the Democrats. They're completely gone. They're so crazy. If I listen to them, I think, I don't have enough in what I call network anti-nausea to stop the nausea from turning on watching any Democrats. But even Trump, when he makes stupid moves like this, after a meme is put out by Soleimani that he saw the picture of him in the skiff taking a picture of a Sunburn missile silo inside Iran, which are Iranian missiles to hit military bases or U.S. or European targets or Israel. And they declared in the last few days that Iran is going to take out Haifa and Tel Aviv. If you've got a nice apartment in Tel Aviv, get the hell out. If you don't think that the globalists want to sacrifice two-thirds of the Israeli population just to get their end, they don't give a crap about you in Israel, whether you're a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. Your dead bones justify them doing the next bad thing they're going to do to the whole world, right?
Yes.
So if you're not paying attention and listening to the show, believe me, I have an Israeli audience. Deagle, I heard more from you than anybody. You know why? I am a prophet. And that means prophet. And if you don't listen to me, you won't profit, profit, in your health, your geopolitical or spiritual future, because this is the end game. This is the end game, isn't it? So those three things I told you, the closure of the strait, the attack on Damascus, the attack on Libya, the collapse of the world economy, these things are going to happen probably this year and early next year. These are the sort of stepping stones of the mark of the beast, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Dr. Teagle.
Right. And if you think, oh, that's not logical, I say, well, prove me wrong. If you have enough, what we call spiritual and intellectual cojones, as they call balls, male or female, call into the show live, 818-818-6401, or if you don't, email or call me after hours and I will give you intellectual and spiritual what for. Not because I'm cruel, but because I'm kind. I will die for you out there, even if you hate my guts, but I will not lie to you. I came back from the dead as a little boy 60 years ago to serve my Creator God, even in danger of losing my eternal safety in heaven. So you better damn well trust me that we are at the end of the game right now. And if you don't listen to John W. Spring and contact President Trump and scare the hell out of him, then you better listen to you and contact John. We're toast. Trump is not part of the problem or the solution. He's part of the problem right now, isn't he?
Yes. He may not be aware of it, but...
He abandoned the Kurds, who were our ally there. He forced Bashar al-Assad, an eye doctor with a British wife, to surrender to this alliance with Turkey, Iran, Russia, etc. This is really deadly. What we're seeing right now is a coming alliance of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I am against you, O Rosh. Chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. That's the Eastern Vikings called Rosh or Russia, the red-haired Vikings of Meshech, Tubal, Moscow, and Tobolsk. And all the nations inside Tokamar, which is Turkey, Iran. All the other nations that are actually gathering to final destruction of the state of Israel. It's a real hell. And God said, you know, even though these people are apostate, I will come back in the book of Psalms, and one-third of them will repent and realize the one they've pierced. It's in the book of Psalms. You can read Psalm 3 or 4, I believe it is. We're there, people. And America is not a good nation. It does wonderfully good things, and it does incredibly mind-boggling evil things, including under this so-called President Trump, who says he believes in religious freedom and so on. Really? Well, how come you allowed budgets to still pay for abortions through Planned Parenthood? How come you're still allowing the drug cartel to bring in drugs from China when it's our drug agencies run by SAD? You haven't cleaned out SAD yet, have you? Is there anybody wearing orange jumpsuits inside the Department of Justice or the FBI? No. McCabe's still walking around getting contracts. These other guys are still working for the big news agency, MSLSD, and their criminal news network, CNN. Damn it. And do you think Fox is good? No. The guy that owns Fox is actually investing in the Golan Heights, drilling in areas that are basically Syrian territory, because he knew the oil was there, because we told him that we have satellite-based imaging studies and so on, and we stole that oil and said, well, we wanted to have it in the Golan Heights. Yeah, yeah, there's a danger to the poor settlements down below, but it's all by design, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And the owner of Fox is drilling there to make money on the oil in Syrian territory, which was being run by the Kurds, my ancestors, the Kurds, the Medo-Persians, who were intermarried with the Kohanim and became the Magi to give Jesus his gifts when he was born on earth. They were the astrologers from Isfahan. You have to start understanding this, people. This is the end of the game, isn't it? And if you don't contact Trump, not just your blood, the blood of fellow Americans and people worldwide is on your hands. Don't say, I'm a good Christian. I go to church regularly. I prefer to support the poor and the disabled. Yes, but if you don't take action when evil abounds itself, you have not repented. God demands repentance or he brings judgment. And let me tell you, repentance means you need to get off your duff and email or call or whatever and need to harass Trump and say, you know, why didn't you respond to John W. Spring? Why are you giving letters back that indicate you're doing the same garbage you did 18 months previously when I prophesied in August that on September 12th we get a letter from Trump that's virtually identical to 18 months earlier, indicating there's no indication that Trump read one line or paragraph of your letters. Damn it.
Yes, that was so disappointing and so revealing at the same time.
Yeah, you know what it is? It reveals that Trump is totally captured. He basically has mafiosa in the White House. How's that?
Well,
now, he can repent of that, and he become a real live Christian boy, you know, like I'm going to call it Trump Pinocchio, you know. Someday, he become a real live Christian president. Right now, he's Trump Pinocchio. Do you like that?
Well,
and his skin is going to get oranger, and his nose longer, the more he lies in the presidency, part of the liocracy running our world into the ground in a nuclear, chemical, and biological war coming, and the mark of the beast. So if you don't think this is happening, people out there, pray. Don't believe us. Don't believe us. Believe God if he says yes and no in the Urim and Thummim stone in your soul. But you better get through to Trump and you better listen to John W. Spring, because this year is the start of the apocalypse, the unveiling of horrors coming on us if we do not repent. And I've given you a couple prophetic warnings now. What's that dates? But these events are in the works now, aren't they? The crazy closing of the Strait of Hormuz, the nuking of Damascus, the invasion of Libya, the alliance of Ezekiel 38-39, and horrors to America and our allies. This is coming along with economic chaos and the mark of the beast this year with the World ID. Sorry to say it, people, but we can stop it if we repent.
Amen.
Is most important.